This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on workers recycling electronic waste or handling hazards. We're doing little or worse. In India, Acorn organizes and supports recyclers of all descriptions in the informal economy. The most lucrative livelihoods in this field are the workers handling electronic waste, or e-waste as it's called, from discarded cell phones, televisions, computers, and the like. The exchange and trade there is in the precious metals, including gold and copper. Having watched the sorting after pickup without gloves, aprons, or shoes, and the melting process nearby in Dharavi by tens of workers, drenched in sweat with maybe a rag over their mouths, I can guarantee there's nothing safe or sanitary for the workers in this process. It's a penny earned on a down payment to an early grave. There are an estimated 25,000 workers in Delhi alone handling 20,000 tons of e-waste every year. This is big business in India. Part of the reason is that countries like the United States, Canada, and Japan, all big producers of e-waste, have not signed the 1989 Basel Convention, controlling the export of hazardous waste from wealthy countries to poorer ones, or the 1995 amendment, imposing an outright ban on such trade. So a lot of the mess we make gets shipped all over Asia and Africa, where health and safety regulations are virtually non-existent and hardly enforced. According to the EPA's best guess, and it seems no one really is certain, we're now producing about 9 million tons of e-waste each year, but only processing about 20% of that domestically for recycling, and about the same amount, depending on the hardware, is being recycled at all, with most still headed for incinerators, which is to say the atmosphere while heating up the climate change crisis, or buried in landfills with additional scary and sketchy consequences waiting for us in the future as well. Our recyclers may end up with some copper and gold in India, but according to The Economist, they're also likely ending up with about 60 other elements from the periodic table, including flame retardants and other nasty chemicals. Apart from heavy metals such as lead and mercury, there are quantities of arsenic, beryllium, cadmium, and polyvinyl chloride to be found. We're still at the front end of a flood of expanding e-waste as well. The EPA estimates e-waste is growing by 8% annually, and the 20 to 50 million tons produced worldwide could double to 100 million tons by 2020, a short 5 years from now. Upstream from Asia and Africa, there must be something all of us can do, right? Not much, it seems, and the impact will be pretty small. Thinking of my members doing this work in India, I can take old televisions, computers, and whatnot to some reputable recycler and hope for the best, and that might make me feel better than just throwing a broken air conditioner in a garbage can as I did earlier this week. But I have to be honest, it's more hope than a plan. All the high-tech tools and toys of modernity are great, but if we don't get a handle on their long afterlife, they may end up taking away as much later as they're giving to our lives now. Our policy can't simply be to heck with our poor neighbors and the devil take the hindmost. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.